Hello and welcome to CamaroZ28.com podcast number 23. That's right. This is being recorded on February 9th, 2006.
All right.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And
what do you think of that rocking intro music, huh? After 22 weeks, we decided to mix it up. We licensed some new music, and we're gonna continue mixing it up as the episodes go along.
I don't know if we're screwing up our listeners. I think they're listening to a different podcast now since we always had the same intro music since day one.
Right. Well, it's better than them thinking that they're all listening to the same one every time when we've got 22 of them to go through. So
yeah.
But hope you enjoy that and rock on, man.
Yeah.
Man, is it cold.
Oh, my God.
It was in the 50s a week or two ago.
I know. And then when I woke up this morning, I think when I went to work, it was like 12.
Oh,
12 degrees out.
Man, bring on the summer.
I think it warmed up to about 19 by the time I went on break at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, break out the shorts and the tank top.
This weather sucks. Yeah. I cannot wait till spring.
Yeah, it seems like that's what we've been doing. When we first did the podcast, we griped about the cold.
I know.
And the gas prices. But, so nothing changes in 23 weeks. So I'm just glad the Super Bowl is over.
Oh, I know. The whole invasion here in Detroit. And it's been just all over the place on the news and the TV and just... I guess it was good for the city of Detroit and all that, but I'm just not a football fan.
I watched the game. It wasn't a bad game.
Yeah, I watched the game, too.
I lost some money.
Did you?
I bought some squares.
Oh.
I came close.
I didn't really care who won. I was just watching it for the commercials.
They weren't that great this year.
No.
Some of them were good, but not what I'd expected.
I was waiting for the GoDaddy commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta love them.
With Candace Michelle.
Yep. Hottie. Smoking hot. Hey, we wanna give some props, I guess, to a website. We got this email. Chris, you wanna read it?
Yeah. This email came from Matt Leonard. He just dropped us an email and said, if you guys could announce that you can help bring back the new Camaro by going to Camaro.com and tell GM you want it to be brought back. If you can do this, it would definitely help the rebirth of the Camaro, and if you could announce this in your podcast. Well, yeah, no problem, Matt.
Absolutely. There you go. Camaro.com has been there for a while, and it had a petition very, very similar to our Save the F-Body.
Right.
And we also have the Build the Camaro petition, but... he's got one as well, and hey, mm-hmm. the more data, the better.
Right, the more sites, the better.
There you go, Matt. Good luck on that, and good luck to all of us. So we want to talk about what we're going to do, a thread of the week.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through, we're going to try to go through in the future podcast and pick a thread that we find interesting on the message board. Mm-hmm. And this week, it was posted in the appearance section by Sinister Six. And
that's right.
It's a pretty neat one. I think it's one that a lot of guys have been looking for the information on. And he's got detailed step-by-step instructions with pictures, very detailed pictures, on how to convert the LT1 style front end to an LS1 mm-hmm. style front end.
The 93 through 97 front end
right.
to the 98 through 2002 front end.
You bet. And a lot of people want to know how to do this because they might prefer the front end, but they can't buy a new car because, they don't make them right now.
Right.
Step-by-step instructions, man, with circles and arrows and diagrams mm-hmm. and everything.
Looks pretty easy.
So, yeah. And what we did is we stuck it to the top for a week in the appearance section, so that's how you can find it. And extra special thanks to our member Sinister Six for going through the effort and posting all that. That's some good information
right,
for anybody
right.
who's looking to do that.
Right.
There's some other sites you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I thought we could maybe start doing like a review of some other websites, on the podcast. Just give a shout out to the other websites that, we find interesting, has good information. Maybe we find something funny on them.
There's always something funny on the site out there.
And then maybe if people want to send in their website addresses to us, we can pick one and do a review a week.
Right.
And try and fit that into our show.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem at all. In fact, we'd like to do that. We always, ever since we started the site, we've always mm-hmm. been very happy to promote other sites because, hey, the more the merrier. We're all one big group, man.
That's right.
So what's the first one?
Well, spurning off of your last topic of the front end conversion.
Yep.
That was done by Sinister Six from citywidecamaro.net.
Right. That's a club here in Detroit, right?
That's right.
Yep.
So I went to visit a site. Some there been there before. They've got some pretty good videos on there.
Yeah, they're a very active bunch.
Yep. Pretty funny.
So go check them out.
Yeah, it's citywidecamaro.net.
Cool. Cool stuff.
And check out that video where the guy sets the back of his Camaro on fire.
What? Really?
Yeah, you got to check it out. It's hilarious.
He doesn't do it on purpose, does he?
Yeah.
He does?
He's trying to do a flamethrower type deal out of the exhaust.
Uh-huh. Well, he didn't say, hey, man, watch me burn up the back of my car.
Well, kind of.
You know? Oh, really?
Well, you got to check it out. Okay. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. So right. I thought we'd bring that one up.
What's another good site that's always good to talk about?
Another great one is Brent Franker's site.
Oh, yeah.
He does a whole bunch of stuff on his site. A lot of informative information.
Yep.
He's got just a whole list of things like fix-it guides. Appearance guides.
For both Camaro and Firebird.
A whole shitload of links.
Yeah, that site's been up there for a long time.
And Brent, if you're listening to this, go through your links and do some updates because a lot of them are out of date right now. I can't remember the last time I visited TealNet.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That site's been down a long time.
Was it Tim Teal that ran that?
Yeah.
I think I met him once. Remember Cyber Brawl in 2000?
Oh, yeah.
I think I met him. Really nice guy.
So go check out Brent's site. His web address is www.bfranker.badz28.com.
Right, and that's hosted by Travis from the LV F-Body Club, correct?
That's right, and that's going to be the next site we're looking at.
Yep.
That's exactly how I went back there.
Yep.
Travis has been doing that site for quite a while.
Yeah.
Great bunch of guys over at the LVF Body Club.
Yeah, every time we go out to Vegas and we hook up with them, they're very hospitable.
Yep.
And just good guys to hang out
with. They've got a great camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
The club is very well organized
with
weekly meets.
Yep, it is. One of the better organized clubs
that
I'm aware of.
What is it, the In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah.
That we went to?
God, I wish we had one of those here.
Yeah.
Nothing like an In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah. So go check it out. Their web address is www.lvfbody.com.
Yep. Good bunch of guys, man. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what else is going on here?
Well, something I was thinking about just the other day. Camaro advertising.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of us can remember the Camaro ads that they ran back in, 95, 96 on TV?
I think so.
The commercial with the kids trying to pick what cars they were.
Was that for the 93?
No, I want to say it was a 95.
95?
95 or 96. Okay. Oh, I remember they had to change up the commercial. I saw it one time. They had to change one part of it when the 97s came out because they had different taillights. And
they had
to change the two-second portion of you see the Camaro driving away. The different taillights.
Yeah.
But then I never saw it again, and I've never been able to find a copy of it online or anything. Yeah. A lot of people started screaming towards the later years of the Camaro and Firebird life, hey, what's with the lack of advertising?
Yeah. You didn't see any advertising.
Not in print, not in any magazine or anything
Very
like that.
Very rarely you would see it in print.
Right, and certainly no commercials. They did run that WS6 commercial for a very short time.
Right.
And that was pretty cool.
I remember some radio spots for Camaro in the mid-90s as well. The car of the rock and roll generation. It was like
from the company that invented rock and roll.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was going to the theme of summertime blues.
Yep. They did some cool ones, but it just disappeared after sometime in 97, and it never really came
back. Right. I think the last one was, with the car driving and the motorcycles around the car?
Yeah, and it was a V6, and everybody bitched about that, too. So. But, hey, it was a commercial while it lasted.
Yeah.
And the semi-unofficial answer that we got was that because Camaro was, the number six most recognized nameplate in the history of automobiles or something along those lines?
It was in the top five.
Right, okay, all right. One of the most recognized cars, they didn't feel the need to pump money into advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And my argument was, when you buy a new Camaro and you watch TV later on that day and you see a commercial for a Camaro, it makes you feel good about what you bought.
Yeah.
It makes you feel part of it. Hey, that's the car I just bought. Awesome.
Right.
So it's kind of a bummer that there wasn't a whole lot out there, but then I got thinking, if this next Camaro concept gets built and gets put into production,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're going to back it with some really kick-ass commercials.
I think so, especially nowadays with the product placement mm-hmm. and different TV spots, movies. There's a lot of a crossover promotion with...
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they do one with the Camaro with a hotel or something like that? They gave away a Camaro for... I can't remember. It was a hotel. They gave away a Camaro.
Yeah.
For something like that.
There were some here and there. I think Skoll.
Skoll.
Skoll had one. I still have the little thing I found at a party store somewhere or convenience store, depending on where you live. somewhere down in the Bowling Green area, I saw it in a convenience store. Little piece of paper you rip off and take with you.
And don't you remember when we were in Florida? We had to go to a Publix because we had to buy the the 12-pack of Pepsi because they were giving away a Camaro
at
the
Publix. Right. And we drank all that Pepsi and didn't win shit.
Because we don't have Publix here.
Yeah, we got 7-Eleven and 7-Eleven.
Whatever else.
And that's it. But I'm really hoping that they do a pretty cool and aggressive advertising campaign. I think they have to.
Yeah.
You know, they got to...
They will.
They got to breathe some life back into this.
They will.
It's going to be a rebirth of the car, so...
Yeah.
So why not?
And if Chevrolet is listening, we'd be happy to host a commercial-making contest, kind of like what happened with the HHR and Text America.
Yeah, that's right. People are making some really nutty commercials.
They got a great amount of commercials. The winner was given an HHR on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Wow.
GM?
Hey.
Hey.
We're game, are you?
Yeah, we'll hook you up.
Oh, yeah. No big deal for us.
Yeah.
We've already got the audience.
And, you know, if we can get a spot on, you know, Tonight Show with Jay Leno, you know, that's all we want.
I
want
to see his garage and maybe sit at his desk.
Yeah.
But nobody sits at Jay Leno's desk.
That's
man.
Right.
Somebody comes in and caps him. So, anyway. Well, I think that's going to do it.
Yeah.
We welcome your phone calls and your emails.
Yeah.
Chris, what's the phone number to call in and leave a message for us?
The number's 586-486-3182.
And the email address, if you want to email us.
Just email us at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Or check out our new podcast page.
Yep, we threw together a page with all the information you need, including the phone number, even a quick and easy form to fill out if you want to shoot us an email about the podcast.
Yeah.
It's at CamaroZ28.com/podcast.
That's right.
And on there you can even do online listening. You don't have to download the files.
That's right. We just put that up this week.
Yep. So just click the button that says listen now and...
And away you go. And list the last 6 episodes, I think.
Yep. So you can get to them pretty easy without having to download them to your iTunes or however you listen to it.
Right.
So we thank you very much for listening, and tune in next week.
Yeah, we'll have another great show for you.
Thanks a lot. Cue that new rock and roll.
That's right. See ya.
Later on.